As yet the bluebells linger on the sod that copes the sheepfold ring, and in the woods a second blow of many flowers appears, flowers faintly tinged and breathing no perfume, but fruits, not blossoms, form the woodland wreath that circles autumn's brow. The ruddy haws now clothe the half-leaved thorn. The bramble bends beneath its jetty load. The hazel hangs with auburn branches, dipping in the stream that sweeps along, and threatens to overflow the leaf-strewn banks. Oft, statue-like, I gaze, in vacancy of thought, upon that stream, and chase with dreaming eye the eddying foam, or rowan's clustered branch, or harvest chief, borne rapidly down the dizzying flood.